Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Don't panic, let's self-love. This is Madison, and I just recorded an episode yesterday, actually. And today I was talking to a friend, and a few things came up that really inspired me. And so I just started writing, and I felt really inspired to just share, like, what's on my mind. My dog is growling at people outside, so that's been fun. So I might have to shut the window eventually. But I asked on Instagram on a poll, I said, you know, what would you like to hear about? And I think I said, like, anxiety, depression, journaling, books, crystals, like meditation, and everybody voted for anxiety. So that makes me feel better because I know I'm one of the many people who struggle with anxiety. So I figured, you know, this would be great to talk about. Okay, so let's dive in. So anxiety. The well-known anxiety. It's a disorder, it's a feeling, so many things. And I struggle with anxiety, and I actually have, generalized anxiety disorder, and I also have panic disorder, surprisingly. And I am medicated, thankfully. Don't know where I would be without my medication, but I still struggle with it. You know, the medication only does so much, and the rest is up to you. And for those non-medication, the whole thing is up to you, which is a lot of pressure. But, you know, I wanted to explain some things that make me anxious, and maybe you can relate, or maybe you have different things that make you anxious. But for me, things that make me anxious the most that I could think of at the top of my head would be being alone, when I have too much on my plate, relational issues, friendship issues, anything that seems off in relationships, I immediately am an anxious person to that. I notice the slightest change in tone in people, and that really affects me day to day. So I've really had to learn how to not let that affect me and to not listen to those internal voices. So, some things that have helped me, definitely, as far as being alone and my anxiety with that, is just embracing being alone. You know, they say it takes 6 months for you to, like, get into something and then finally appreciate it and come out the other end. Don't know how true that is, but I would say me being alone, me living alone, the first 6 months were miserable. And sometimes they're still miserable, but you get through it and you find new hobbies and you find new things that you enjoy to do alone, and you find ways that make being alone cool. So another thing that I do for myself is I read. I spend a lot of introspective time reading and trying to understand my feelings and trying to grasp the anxiety and grasp what's going on with me and read other perspectives, because reading what other people go through helps me understand that it's completely normal what I'm going through. Another one would be to take a walk. Now, this I recommend so much. It sounds so silly, but when I am having either a panic attack, I'm having an anxiety attack, I'm anxious about something, I can't get my mind off something, I will go for a walk. And sometimes I'll bring my dog, which might make my anxiety worse because he is just like a handful, but it gets my mind off of that thing. And even if my anxiety then moves to my dog, at least I'm pushing that energy elsewhere. And then when I push it elsewhere, it releases. And when you go on a walk, you're actively moving your body. You're moving those energies out of your body because you're actively moving. And I it's so helpful. And sometimes I'll even take night walks, and it's kind of creepy, but like my therapist was like, just take night walks if you need to, like put on a jacket, wear a flashlight, do what you need to do to get outside. And just being in a different environment, hearing birds around you, hearing animals, hearing planes, it kind of gives you a little bit of a perspective on where you are versus being cooped up in your home, you know. Another thing I like to do is trying new things and exposing myself to trying new things alone. So, for example, I recently, this wasn't by choice, I went on a cruise. This is a very interesting story. So, like, I went on a cruise and my friend's flights got canceled. And so I was basically on the cruise by myself. Yes, I knew other people, but I was staying by myself. I didn't buy any excursions, so I was kind of like, you know, screwed that way. So I get there and I'm like freaking out because I'm like, how am I going to do this alone? And then I'm like, you know what? This is an experience. This is me solo traveling and learning to be by myself and enjoy my time alone. And let me tell you, that time alone was so valuable to me. I enjoyed every second of it, and I wish I could go back to being in literal blue water by myself and just enjoying those moments, because trying new things alone is one of the most peaceful things you can ever experience. And then also, the more you expose yourself to that, the more you get used to it, and the more you realize, oh, I can do this by myself. I'm fine by myself. So I don't know if I'm talking too much about being alone, but I feel like a lot of people struggle with this, and that's rooted in a lot of anxiety. So that's where I struggle, at least. So I hope this resonates with some people. But another one I said was being in solitude. Spend time alone. Don't spend a few nights a week by yourself. Sit by yourself. Write, read, do other things. Don't just watch TV. Do other things. Paint, write, draw, go for walks, go for a run, hang out with your animals. You know, do something creative and spend time by yourself. So the next thing that I would say is like really important in this is giving yourself grace. Like, what you feel, it's okay. And it's okay to feel that way. And you need to give yourself permission to feel that way and understand that you are trying your best. Give yourself grace. Tell yourself, it's okay for me to feel this way. It's okay for me to take a break from doing A, B, C. It's okay for me to do some self-care. It's okay for this. Give yourself grace. A lot of the time, I feel like anxiety is you beating yourself up about, oh my God, I'm having a bad week, so I canceled this and this. Give yourself grace. That's all you need, you know? Accept all parts of yourself, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and embrace those bad behaviors, those bad habits that you one point might have used, because at one point, those behaviors and those habits served you. They served a purpose in your life and your journey. So embrace them. Embrace that they helped you. Understand that maybe they aren't serving you anymore. And then let them go. And it's easier said than done, but I think when you start to verbalize it and, you know, put it into your life, you begin to see changes. And I feel like with some bad behaviors I've had, I am seeing changes because I can be very reliant on other people. And I realized at one point maybe that did serve me in some ways to survive. But now it's time to let that go. So you need to no longer operate out of people's perceptions of you. and instead take that control back. Understand that the only person that has to be with you the rest of your life is you. So you might as well be happy with yourself, because you're the only person that is ever going to be there for you for the rest of your life. Everybody else could just get up and leave. They could say bye. They could be inconsistent. They could come in and out. They could do things that upset you. The only person that you really have is you. So treat yourself with grace. Treat yourself with respect. And understand that you're trying your best. And that's what matters. So next I wanted to say, I feel like this year, my 2022 resolution was to really hone in on being by myself, not relying on others, relying fully on myself, not relying on relationships, friendships, whatever the status of those are, those flow in and out, but remaining to myself. And I think that's really helped me, you know, pulling myself out of relying on others and turning that energy that I had towards others to fully relying on myself. And with that, I've gotten into painting, I've gotten into drawing, I've gotten into this podcasting, I'm into reading, I'm trying new things, I'm trying to get into pottery class, but we'll see how that goes. I don't know how well I would be at pottery, honestly, but I want to try new things. I want to travel by myself. I already did a solo trip this year, I guess, but I want to do a real like solo trip by myself. I think that would be awesome. It's so freeing. I would love to literally go to like Portland, Oregon and just like hang out, go to all the bookstores and read and just drink coffee and walk around and ride a bike. It'd be awesome. So yeah, I mean, that's just my perception on relying on myself. Okay, and then another topic I wanted to talk about for anxiety is productivity. Because as a woman who strives for productivity, strives to do her best every day, strives to get things done, this is what eats me alive. And I feel like a lot of people can probably relate to that. So what you need to do is you need to stop measuring your days through what you get done, your productivity, whatever that may mean to you, whether you get a project done, whether you get homework done, whatever it may be. You need to stop measuring it in that. And instead, when you go to bed at night, you need to reflect on what meaningful connections and moments have you created with yourself and others that day. And think about that for a second. If you had to think right now, what meaningful connections did you make today with yourself? And I can start. Today, I was very irritated because my dog was being really crazy, and I realized that me yelling wasn't gonna make it any better. If anything, he thought that was funny and continued to do it. And so I realized I was making meaningful moments in disciplining him and helping him understand that that was not okay. And another meaningful moment is I went and did things after work. I was planning on working out, and I've had a bit of a tough week, so I did not. And I, instead of beating myself up about being productive, I spent that energy creating meaningful moments elsewhere, and I went and did something that was on my to-do list that I've had on my to-do list forever, like for months. And I still have not done it, and I finally did it today, and that was the best feeling I've ever had. And you want to know what this thing on my to-do list was? It was to take my clothes to Plato's and get them exchanged for money and then donate the rest. And you know how long that takes? Like maybe an hour. And I've been putting it off for months. And I finally did it. And you know what? I would have beat myself up over not going to the gym when instead I created this meaningful moment with myself to say, you know what? I've been putting this to-do list thing off for a while. Let's do it. Let's get this done. And I mean, that might not be as meaningful as, like, say, going to get lunch with a friend, going to eat by yourself, whatever it may be. But just find those little meaningful moments. And instead of measuring by productivity, look at those moments with yourself and say, these moments are they are way more meaningful than any productivity could ever bring me. Another thing is that you need to respect yourself to ask for what you need and to let others know what's going on with you. So I have struggled with this so badly because I hate, not that I hate talking about myself, because I think everybody loves talking about themselves. Let's be honest. We all love talking about ourselves. I could talk about myself all day. I could talk about this all day. But the problem is there's a problem when I feel pity and I don't want pity, but I want people to know what's going on with me. But I don't want people to be sad about it. I want them to just see it as it is. And that's what's hard for me. And so I've realized I've gotten so much better in my friendships recently about just letting people know what's going on. Like, I texted my friend the other day. She's such a good friend. She's so helpful. And I was just telling her what's been going on with me lately, just trouble focusing and stuff. And she was just like, try this, like, I'm on this, like, I'm sorry you're feeling that way, but we talked it out. And I just let her know what's going on with me. And, you know, that felt good to release because I felt all this stuff going on in my head. Nobody had any clue it was happening until I released that to her. And how would they know? They can't read my mind. So you need to let people know. And it doesn't have to be every day, every second you feel upset, sad. When you're going through something tough, and let's say, give it a couple of days, see how you feel. When you're going through something tough, you need to let the people know around you so that they can try to help you. Because that's what they're there for. That is what your friends are there for, your family. They're there to help you. And if they're not, then they're not good friends and they're not good family members. And maybe you need to rethink your relationship with them. Also, therapy. Oh my gosh, I cannot say this enough. Go to therapy. It is the best thing you can do for yourself. I started going. When did I start going? I started going back in college, and I went somewhere for a little bit. Then I found a new person, and I love it. I feel so relieved when I hang up that phone call. I feel heard. I feel understood. I feel like I have so much advice that I can put forth and use. And I write it down after, immediately, phone hangs up. I'm like, I literally go to write everything down because I want to memorize it and I want to know it and read it and speak it. And I love it. And I mean, it's just no filter. It's no filter. It really is. And for me, the reason I love it is because my mind, this is something I struggle with, and you might struggle with this too. My mind is the most malleable thing. I am so I am such a yes man sometimes that I will mold myself to what anyone wants me to be. And I hate it. And I also love it because I am a yes man and I'm down for anything. I'm down for everybody. But as friends, but my problem is my mind is so malleable that somebody could literally be like, this, 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 and this is true. And I'll say, okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. And then I talk to my therapist and she's like, no, that's not true. This, this. And I'm like, holy cow, you changed my perspective. Like, I just will listen to anything anybody says and my mind will warp. Oh my God, why did I struggle to say that? My mind will warp to, my dog is like snoring. It'll warp to whatever these people want me to think and to say and to follow. I'm such a follower sometimes. And that's what I love about therapy is my therapist will say to me, no. She will be real with me and she will say, what are you thinking? And I'm like, you know what? You're so right. You're so right. And it's so nice having the outside perspective to tell you, whoa, 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 whoa. From an outside perspective, this looks like this, 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 and this is not good. And I love that. I love that so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. I know this was a short episode and I want to, you know, come out with longer episodes eventually, but this is just to get started and to obtain interest and get interest. But I will say that with anxiety, I know this was just one episode, but I think there's a lot more to anxiety. And so I would love to open up to different episodes of different kinds of anxiety, anxiety about job, anxiety about relationships, anxiety about being alone, anything like that. I would be so open to doing more anxiety relationships. This was more just general what I suffer with and hoping some people can relate. So I really hope some of this resonates with you and that you can take it home to yourself and work with this stuff that I said. I'm not a therapist, but I love talking about this stuff. And I think if I can say something to help another person, I would love to, you know. So thank you for listening.